Art will be taking over the city of Meridian next week. Meridian Art Week begins Tuesday. It runs through Saturday, and there will be something for everyone. In fact, the public is being encouraged to contribute to a community art project. And there's also something called an art drop that combines creativity with a social media scavenger hunt. And if that's not enough, how about a student film festival? Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Meridian Mayor Tammy DeVeard and Hillary Blackstone, a city commissions and committee specialist who apparently you organized this entire event, Hillary.
I worked with volunteers to help organize it, yes.
That's a lot of work. I want to thank both of you for coming in today. And Mayor Tammy, let me start with you. You've talked about this event and how it grows every year. So talk about what your hopes are for this next week.
Well, we love to do this in our downtown because we want to highlight the businesses, and a healthy, vibrant downtown is really critical for a thriving city. But we love to see the community to come out, get involved, participate in the number of venues and events that are going on, but also to be part of the art drop. The art drop is so much fun. I've never considered myself an artist, but each year I have participated in dropping certain things, from Christmas ornaments to painting. So I have found my inner artist.
Oh, see, there you go.
It's been really cool.
So, Hillary, talk to us about what the art drop actually is, because some people may not know what we mean when we say art drop.
Right. So art drop, we say it's a peer-to-peer art exchange. So you can make art, you can share it, and you can find it in downtown Meridian. So we create little labels. So when people have something that they've created, they can put in a Ziploc bag, put a label on it. And that way, when someone finds it, they know it's theirs to keep and take. And then they can contact the artist, share about the artist and their find on social media, or find their website and explore other ways to connect with artists and even amateur artists.
So it's really like do you honestly go like on a scavenger hunt then to find these pieces of art?
Yeah, it's kind of like a scavenger hunt, except you're only supposed to keep one piece
of art. Okay, there you go.
You can't collect all of the art.
You cannot take all the art.
Well, yeah, because then there's nothing
for anybody
the
else.
Next person.
Right.
It is a finder's keepers, but if you find another piece and you like that better, then hide the first piece
switch
that
it
you
out.
Found.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, and it can be anything. So like Mayor Tammy said, I mean, you've done Christmas ornaments, but people, what else do they do, Hillary, with
you
this?
You could do, we've had poetry in the past. You could make a CD if you compose your own music. We're trying to encourage people to do more than just painting because that's the first thing they think of. But there's any number of things that are as a field of art that you could share for Art Drop.
I made an American flag out of long sticks and with barbed wire, and it was very rustic. But, you know, you can really create and express yourself, and don't worry what people think. I mean, it's an expression.
Right. So then if people want to do this, how you know, do they just go hide it somewhere? I mean, how does this all work?
So they can download a label from our website, or they can go to Meridian City Hall and pick up a label, or Meridian Unbound. The library branch has labels as well, but it's basically you can create whatever you want, whether it's at home or with a group of people or as part of a larger event, and then you label your art and hide it wherever you want in the downtown core of Meridian.
And you have a website, meridiancity.org/artweek. We will also put that on our website so people can find it there as well. Okay, so there's even more, though. You have a student short film festival, and this is scheduled for the first day, correct, on Tuesday?
Correct, yeah. This is the first time we're doing the student short film festival, so we don't know exactly what to expect. We're asking for 3 to 10 minute films. And we have a well-known local filmmaker who is going to be on our panel, Sonia Rosario. So she's going to help panel and also give advice to the young filmmakers. And that's going to also be at Meridian's Unbound. And yeah, Tuesday night is our first night trying that out. We, again, just wanted to find another way to incorporate more types of art. And this will reach middle schoolers and high schoolers.
I'm speaking with Meridian Mayor Tammy DeVeard and City Commissions and Committee Specialist Hillary Blackstone talking about next week's Art Week in the city of Meridian. And Mayor Tammy, I mean, we know this. Meridian is one of the fastest growing cities, not just in Idaho, but in the country. Why is it so important that you have events like this that are specifically about art and the community getting involved with this?
Well, because being a best place, which we've also rated, includes more than just parks and police and fire. It includes quality of life and enrichment. And certainly the arts play a huge role in defining our community and giving our residents and our youth in particular opportunities to express themselves. Our Arts Commission has been tremendous in embracing the arts and showing the importance of the arts to a thriving community. This is a week that really highlights the different types of arts and why they're important.
And it is, I think, an amazing thing that your city does when it comes to youth. I mean, you have the Student Film Festival, but you also are doing a chalk art competition that's with high schoolers. And I'll have Hillary talk about that in a minute, but why is it so important to engage with kids when it comes to this? And it's not just like, oh, come out and see the art. It's actually make the art.
Yeah, it's to participate. Not all students are into athletics, or they don't have maybe that club that speaks to them in school. It brings out the best in the student. And we want them to explore what speaks to you. Giving them different opportunities is critical in finding what that thing is that gets them excited.
So, Hillary, tell me about the chalk art competition. And this is high school students in particular, because let me tell you, I have a six-year-old that would come out there and make some serious art. You might not know what it is, but he'd be all over that.
We did have a young artist last year come out and ask if they could create art near the
competition, but not be part of it.
So, yeah, come on out and make whatever
and
you want.
Fantastic.
It was fantastic.
Joey's is a bit more interpretive. I don't know how fantastic it is, but anyway. Okay, so what? So tell me about the competition itself.
This is our third year of doing this competition. Last year we had about 12 different teams. We always give a theme to the competition. This year's theme is art in the future. So we're really challenging the students to think about what art would look like in the future, whether it's in Meridian, if it's in downtown, or their experience with art in the future. And the themes are very loose, but it has to be something that you can tell what the theme would be by looking at it. So actually, Mayor Tammy is going to be one of our panelists, along with Dwight Williams, who's a local professional watercolor painter.
So how does this work, Hillary? Do they, first off, where exactly is it at?
Yeah.
In Meridian. But then do they have like all week to work on it? Or, I mean, because it would be neat to kind of see them in the process of this.
Right. So it's a one-day event. So they're out there. They only have 2 hours to complete their work, but they could meet with their teams and decide what they want to do.
Okay.
Most of them usually have some type of draft design already in place, and then they just kind of recreate that in the chalk form. We've put all this information out to all the West Ada schools, so hopefully they've already formed their teams and started talking about what they want to do. Yeah, they do have to register so that we know that they're going to be there more than anything else.
And do you still have slots left?
We still have spaces left,
So just get online and do that. And then what actual sidewalk
is it? It takes place all around Generations Plaza. So it's the local plaza in the center of downtown Meridian.
Oh, very cool.
Maine in Idaho.
Right there, and people can see it. This is such a neat event that I think that the city of Meridian puts on. And I think a big part of it is bringing the community into this as participants.
Yes.
Because a lot of times when we see art events, you're an observer, which is lovely, but it's great to be a part of that.
Right. And our businesses have stepped up in a big way, too, by offering Photoshop class, performing arts. A venue is part of it. They'll have live music, paint and sips. And so there is something for everyone.
Well, I was going to say, because you can't have an art event without wine. So you've got, so you have, what is it, Meridian Art Foundation's annual
art sip?
That's what it is?
Mm-hmm. And that's Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday starting at 6 at Something Special. And they do it every year to raise money for the foundation that encourages the arts in our community.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today. What a great event this goes. This is the Meridian Art Week. It begins Tuesday. It runs through next Saturday. correct? And if you want more information, we will, of course, put the link on our website. But if you happen to have a pen or pencil handy right now, you can also go to meridiancity.org/artweek and find out more information. Maybe put an item into the art drop. If you are a high schooler, maybe the chalk art competition, all kinds of things to do.
Well, and Gemma will be looking for your art that you drop.
Oh, it'll be lovely. I have not found my inner artist yet. Maybe it'll come out next week.
Stretch yourself.
All level of skill. My guest today, Mayor Tammy DeVere of Meridian and City Commissions and Committee Specialist Hillary Blackstone. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Gemma.